The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. It is Friday, Junior, and I almost forgot, it is Groundhog Day, or as we like to remember it here, the nine-year anniversary that Charlotte, the Staten Island Zoo's groundhog, died at the hands of Warren Wilhelm Jr., otherwise known as Bill de Blasio. Now, there are some reports, and I've done my digging over the last 9 years, that after she was dropped to the ground, that we cannot connect it back to the drop. She died a week later of internal injuries, and I guess it can't be proven that it was because of Bill de Blasio. But you can make up your own mind on that. But I don't think Charlotte will want this day to be overshadowed by that horrible moment. So we will be talking about the groundhog's prediction. If you haven't heard it yet, I'm not going to tell you about it right now. We'll wait till the poll question. That's a little tease for you to keep you going. We have a really fun show planned for you today. We have the Federalist Eddie Scarry joining us. We haven't had him on in a while. You probably know him from Fox. He has a really good piece out about the Russia hoax and how some of these, you know, old school establishment media types like Bob Woodward and Jeff Gerth, who are now saying the media needs a reckoning, they're just late to the party and it doesn't mean anything. And so we'll talk to Eddie about that. Of course, it is Thursday, so that means we have Woke or Joke in the 1 o'clock hour. And in the meantime, we are going to take a ton of your calls. It's 844-500-4242, or you can always text in. I've been really loving the text lately at 617-213-1066. Just start the text with the word Curley, C-U-R-L-E-Y. All right, so I want to start today. I was kind of back and forth. You know I'm always tempted to start with Hunter, and we do have Hunter in the news. But I got to give a little bit of attention to Ron Klain, who was really, he's departing. He had his swan song yesterday, his farewell address. And if you're not familiar with Ron Klain, if you're not a Klainiac, he's Biden, or he was Biden's chief of staff. He's leaving, and boy, did he... I mean, the waterworks were in full effect at this goodbye ceremony sob fest. Some words that reporters used to describe this farewell: blubbering, crying, sobbing uncontrollably was used in one of the headlines. And there are a lot of nuggets in here that I would like to unpack. The first one that caught my eye, because we don't hear from Ron a lot. You know, he's like the tweeter-in-chief. He sits behind the scenes. There's been a lot of rumors over the years that he is the puppet master, that he is the one planning all of these failures, and Joe Biden's just the face of it. Lucky Joe just gets to be the face of it. Ron Klain gets to be the architect of all of these colossal disasters that have occurred over the last 2.5 years. So it makes sense why he's so emotional leaving, because he has so much to be proud of. But I think the weirdest cut was when he got personal and he was talking about Joe Biden as a father. Matt's on the board today. Can I have cut one, please?
I learned everything I know about how to be a good father from Joe Biden. He is the best father I know and the best role model I know. And along the way, he's taught me a thing or two about politics and policy as well.
Right now, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm a pretty sensitive person. You know, I've come close. I've gotten choked up before. Most of the time, if I get choked up, it's It's Masterpiece Theater. It's my thespian coming out. But I just don't think... You know what it is, Matt? Is like, okay, so let's say a major athlete, a Tom Brady type, is retiring, and you give a speech. I think sometimes the almost, like the, ooh, you get choked up, but you fight through it, you pull it together, that can be really powerful. But you can't fully break down. And listen, there are times where I give people a complete pass. Like, obviously, there are situations where somebody's crying. It's like, okay, you know what? This is heartbreaking stuff. You're leaving the Biden administration, and you're probably going to work for the Biden reelection campaign. This is not like this is not beaches. This is not the saddest thing to ever occur. I just don't understand. Don't, you know what someone should have said to Ron before he took the stage? Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. If Dr. Seuss wasn't canceled for being racist or what was it? Was it a anti-Semite or racist or xenophobic? I can't remember one of those things. Then maybe someone could have given him that little bit of wisdom. But you gotta get it together, man. Now let's dive into Biden being the best father that he's ever known. It'd be one thing if Hunter told us that. But for Ron Klain to say it, it's like, what are you even talking about? What are you talking about? Joe Biden, where is the bar? I want to know what Ron Klain's bar is, because if he is the best, so now we have Joe Biden is the best father ever. We have Hunter Biden is the smartest man that Joe Biden knows. All of these superlatives are blowing my mind. I guess I just don't see it. You know what would have a good take on this is Eddie Scarry. Because he doesn't pull any punches. So I'm definitely going to ask him about this as well. So he's crying about that. Now, he's also, at some point, when he reined it in. Actually, you know, we should play one more. Because he also cries talking to Nana. Talking to Dr. Jill. Can I have cut two, please?
To the President and First Lady, Dr. Biden, you welcomed me into the Biden family 4 decades ago. And there's no higher honor I could have. It's more than I could possibly ask. Thank you so much for everything.
I'm not wrong, right? I need people to call in about this. I'm not wrong. Am I being overly harsh? Am I not being sensitive? This feels like a lot. This feels like an overreaction. If I were one of the Klainiacs, I'm a Klainiac on the floor. I can't say it without thinking of that. If I were one of his groupies, or his super fans, I would have definitely said, hey, dude, come on now. We can do this after. We can cry after, but not at the podium. Even Joe, I think, was a little bit like, come on, man. Get your Irish up. Let's go. Come on. So he's crying about that. I have a third cut that says crying. That cannot be possible. The third cut of Ron Klain, it's really a blubbering cry. Can I have cut three?
The president likes to say it is never a good bet to bet against the American people, and he is right. But what I want to say today is it is never a good bet to bet against Joe Biden and this team. Never, ever a good bet.
Oh, my Lanta. I'm hearing a lot of these for the first time. And I'm taken aback by this. It is never a good bet to bet against Joe Biden. Okay. Well, you know what? Fine. Different strokes for different folks, if that's what we want to do. But then he said something else that caught my ear, okay? Then he starts in an interview he gave with MSNBC. He was asked about Afghanistan. Now, keep in mind, obviously now we understand why he sticks to Twitter. Because clearly the public speaking thing, not really his bag. But during this speech and, you know, during the end of his tour, this is, you know, goodbye, Ron. He has to show off and brag about all of the tremendous successes of this administration under his tutelage. And, you know, I didn't really need Ron to break these down for me, Matt, and I'll tell you why. I still have my handy dandy Ron Klain approved Thanksgiving cheat sheet full of bullet points of all the great things he's done. But if you're not like me and you don't have that laminated, One of the several failures that Klain was at the helm for was the Afghanistan withdrawal. And so he was asked about this in a sit-down interview with MSNBC. Can I have five, please, Matt?
It's always hard to end a war. Those 13 brave people who lost their lives, the others who were injured at the Abbey Gate in Kabul, that is a horrible, horrible price to pay. But I do think that the evacuation was, a tremendous humanitarian achievement for the many lives that were saved.
I'm going to tell you something right now. 13 U.S. service members died because of Joe Biden and company, or maybe I should just say Ron Klain and company's breathtaking incompetence. And Klain thinks it was a job well done. Klain thinks the thing we should focus on is the humanitarian success. Now, it's still insane to me when you really think back about just what an embarrassment that will go down as in American history. It's still pretty amazing to me that Joe Biden survived it, that he didn't just resign right after. I think if we lived in a different time, I think that would have been the end of his presidency. But now they're trying to spin it like this deadly disaster that killed 13 U.S. service members was a success. And if you have to say it was horrible, we lost 13 U.S. service members, you don't need to add a button. You know, that's your cue to just stop the sentence. It was horrible. You know, it was horrible. 13 people died. And full stop. That's it. You don't have to go, but on the other hand, you know, did you see how we evacuated a lot of people? Yeah, we all remember the pictures. We all remember the pictures. It was chaos. It was the most disorganized, insane thing that could have possibly happened. You couldn't have prepared it in a worse way. Unless you, of course, just didn't prepare it at all. Now, they're bringing in Jeff Zients, who was previously Biden's coronavirus response coordinator. I've read that the Klainiacs and some people in the White House are not happy with this pick. I don't know if it's because he's rich. He's a rich, rich man. And some progressives don't like that. They think that's bad. Or it could just be that they're sad that their main man, Ron Klain, is heading out. It's over for Ron. Now, one more thing I want to add in here, and we'll go back to some of the sound, but he did basically announce that Joe Biden's running for president in 2024, which is not a surprise to any of us. But now it's official, I would say. He confirmed it, and we will talk more about that. But Ron Klain's out, and he's not leaving because of any, you know, in any other time you'd think, oh, he's leaving because of this problem or this problem or this problem or this problem. There's so many to go through. The border, Afghanistan, like all of these things. But in the case of Ron Klain, he's just leaving of his own volition because Joe Biden doesn't say you're fired. Joe Biden says you're hired and you can stay here as long as you want and you can create as much havoc as possible. So we'll talk about that. We do have Hunter Biden news, and we have so much to get to today. Like I said, we've got Eddie Scarry. We've also got a very interesting story, and I'd love to hear from, this might surprise people. We actually have a lot of people who listen to the show that are very in tune with the environment and environmentalist causes, and sometimes they call up about solar panels and other things. There's this crazy thing that keeps happening with whales on the beaches in New York and New Jersey, and I want to discuss that at some point today. We got a lot to pack in. We got a lot of people on the lines. We're going to be right back with a fabulous Thursday show. This is the Grace Curley Show. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb architect. When it comes to dentistry, he is the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth and your smile, but what he really does is he builds the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and in your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel. People who aren't happy with their smile, it can really cause a lot of insecurity. And I think more than people even realize until they get it fixed. And then they feel like, why didn't I do this a really long time ago? Well, you don't want to feel like that anymore. If you've thought about Perfect Smiles, you've put it off, you've heard me talk about it, this is the place to go. Take the first step, make an appointment, have a consultation, and you can have a renewed sense of self-confidence by visiting Dr. Bruce Houghton. So call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They're located off Route 3. It's very convenient, plenty of parking, and you can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile change your life. We're going to get to all of your calls when we come back. Maybe I'm being too harsh. Maybe this was a moving ceremony and I'm just missing it. I'm missing the moving aspect. 844-500-4242. We'll have you weigh in when we come back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
She's a maniac, maniac on the floor. And she's dancing like she's never danced before.
I wish I could go back to before I knew that there was a group in the White House that were such charged up super fans of Ron Klain that they actually called them the Klainiacs. And that is one thing I've learned from Karine Jean-Pierre. She hasn't given me any other useful information except for that. So now that song plays in my head all the time, whenever Ron Klain's in the news, which he is a lot today. If you missed it, he's hanging it up. I think he's going to work for Joe Biden's reelection campaign. But he gave a very, very emotional speech yesterday at the White House. And we're talking about it. And I really want to know from people, like, am I being... Maybe I'm cold-blooded, you know? Maybe my heart is made of stone and I just don't get it. Let's go to Edward. You're next up on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Edward.
Hi, Grace. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you know what? I didn't hear that until you guys played it. And I noticed that the first soundbite you played, he's crying and he's doing this and all that. And then he goes segues into what Biden did for the country and all that. It's like he morphs into a politician right away. Boom. It's like, cry here, don't cry here.
Yeah, Edward, first of all, I'm so glad you heard it here first at the Grace Curley Show. This is the kind of thing that we like to get to the people right away. And second of all, I agree. And, you know, I was just talking to Matt about this. He's on the board today. And Matt said, you know, Tom Brady retired yesterday for the second time. You could tell in that video, he got a little choked up towards the end. You know, he got a little emotional. But there's a limit, you know, depending on the circumstance, there's a limit. And I would say, based off what I'm reading here, Klain was pushing the limit big time. We have one more cut here. Thank you for the call, Edward. Let's play. This is Ron Klain. He's not just heaping praise on Biden. So now a lot of people in the White House, they have to make it seem like Biden and Kamala are all, you know, everyone's good, kumbaya, because there's been so many reports that there's tension and that he might be eyeing someone else for VP. So Ron Klain wants to make sure everybody knows what a great job the borders are / space aficionado has been doing. This is cut four, please.
To the vice president, who's represented here by our outstanding second gentleman, Doug, it's been an honor to be her next door neighbor in the West Wing these 2 years. I wish every American could get to know Vice President Harris as I have. I would say she has been the best vice president in history, but, you know.
Okay, so we got through that one. Got through it. Notably did not get very emotional about Kamala Harris, which at this point, if I'm Harris and I'm watching this, I'm like, what gives? You're crying about everybody except for me. I don't think that Kamala Harris or Joe Biden will go down as the best vice president in history. But obviously, I see things a little bit different than Biden's former chief of staff. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Enjoy spring on the Cape with April rates at $179.99. That's an incredible deal. Or schedule now to have your summer trip set with breakfast included Memorial Day through September 20th. Book online now at NausetBeachInn.com. Matt, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you believe the Groundhog's prediction of 6 more weeks of winter?
All right, so Punxsutawney Phil came out today. He says 6 more weeks. No, I don't. And no, actually, yes, I do. Yes, I do. But here's my thing. I read today that Punxsutawney Phil, and you know, there's a million. There's a million Punxsutawney Phils. Okay, so they all pretend to be Punxsutawney, or maybe they have different names. I don't know. There's a million groundhogs who come out today and do their thing. Punxsutawney Phil has a 40% accuracy rate. 40%. That's like a DC pollster. So normally I'd say, no, I'm going to go the opposite of what Punxsutawney Phil is saying. But in this case, there's definitely going to be six more weeks of winter. Are you kidding me? We're going to hit like negative 10 this weekend. So yes.
The viewers are split right now, or listeners.
Really? Go to gracecurlyshow.com. This is 50-50. You still have time to vote. We'll be right back with more.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. The House has voted to remove Ilhan Omar from her House committee. See, it's kind of confusing the way the chyron is. I'm not sure if it's in the past or they're currently voting, but I'm going to base it off the chyron that she's been booted out. I think they did have the numbers for it. We will continue to talk about that. If you want to talk about Swalwell and Schiff, I'm always game to talk about the liars in Congress. But what I want to talk about right now, before we get into anything, because we have Hunter news. I had mentioned that I would love to talk to people about the whales. There's these giant whales that are washing up on beaches in New York and New Jersey. And there's a theory from an environmentalist group as to why that's happening. And it's kind of creating a divide between the environmentalists and the climate change people, which you think they'd all be under the same tent, they'd all be on the same team. But as a piece in Red State points out, that's not always the case. Politics makes strange bedfellows, and it also makes strange enemies, because now these two sides, which as we know, based off throwing the soup at the paintings and slashing tires and all that good stuff, both sides can be pretty passionate people. So we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But on a really serious and really sad note, I wanted to address this horrible story, which we don't know everything about just yet, but from what we know, it is heart-wrenching. A councilwoman, a Republican councilwoman, Eunice Jumfor, was gunned down outside her home late last night in New Jersey. She's from Sayreville, New Jersey. She crashed her car after being repeatedly shot while behind the wheel. Disappointed how little news coverage this is getting. I haven't seen much of it on the national outlets. The Republican councilwoman was found with multiple gunshots, gunshot wounds, and pronounced dead at the scene. No other details were given on possible identifying details or a weapon. Jumfor also worked with a Nigeria-based church group, and she appeared to be the intended target. The authorities told the outlet, stressing that there was no obvious motive. Every day, there's so much of this violence, and this is a really weird case. I'm not going to make any comments on it, as we don't know a lot about it yet. But I will say that I think if her party affiliation was different, we'd be seeing this story a lot more. And I hate saying that, because someone's dead, and it's tragic. And as I always say, it should matter either way. It shouldn't matter what box you tick off when you go to vote or when you run a campaign. But it does seem to be the way the media works. And there's just certain stories that don't pick up any steam. So we talk about it here. 844-500-4242. All right, now, Hunter Biden was in the news yesterday. And we talked about this story. How, according to the laptop, he was sending texts to an ex-employee, basically demanding that she have FaceTime sex with him if she wanted to get paid or if she wanted him to send her money. And that was the laptop edition of the day. You know, there's always a new chapter of this laptop saga. Well, today something weird happened. Okay, so today Hunter's attorneys come out and I want to read this here. It says they're calling for federal investigations over the laptop. Now, in a 14-page letter, reading now from the New York Post, Miranda Devine's one of the authors on this column. In a 14-page letter to Delaware Attorney General Kathy Jennings, Biden's attorney claimed that repair shop owner John Paul MacIsaac, which a lot of people know, he's on the New York Post a lot. I think he actually wrote a book about this, unlawfully accessed Hunter's laptop data and worked with former President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to weaponize sordid and incriminating contents on it against Joe Biden. Now, this is a problem, though. because I understand what Hunter's people are trying to do. They're trying to play offense. You know, you don't want to play defense all the time. You want to get ahead of stuff. So they're trying to say, it's almost like a you can't fire me, I quit. You can't accuse me of being a criminal. I'm accusing you of being a criminal. But there's so many issues with this. Number one is, by even writing this letter, they are now acknowledging what most of us have known for about 2.5 years, which is the laptop is real. It's not Russian disinformation. It doesn't come from a Russian bot farm. It wasn't created by Donald Trump. It's all real. And anyone who's seen the photos of Hunter in the bathtub or with the robe on or with the jock strap or with the gun, you probably could have figured that out for yourself. That this is, there's too much here for it to be completely made up. So they're acknowledging now that it's real. And this is really the first time we've seen that happen. I hope they let fact checkers like Glenn Kessler know. People at the New York Times and the Washington Post. I hope they're now realizing that this is authentic information. They can tell their reporters that they don't have to authenticate every piece from the laptop anymore because Hunter has finally admitted it, that it's all real. But the second problem with this is that it doesn't really make any sense because by the way they're framing it, they say that Isaac unlawfully accessed Hunter's laptop. Now, Isaac took possession of the laptop and hard drive late in 2019 after trying and failing for months to notify Hunter that the device was ready to be picked up. You'd almost think Hunter wanted people to see what's in this laptop. Because first of all, he's dropping it off at a repair shop. Then he's leaving it there for months and months and months. And no amount of calls will get him to come pick it up. Doesn't exactly sound like Isaac's trying to pull one over on him. He didn't, you know, seek out Hunter Biden and say, hey, you should bring your laptop here. I'd like to give it a look. No, this guy gets a laptop delivered to him. He tries to get it back to the guy. The guy never shows up. Smartest guy Joe knows, by the way. Once the shop owner saw the laptop's content, he alerted the FBI. Now, here's the part of this story I love. The feds picked up the laptop in December of 2019, but not before MacIsaac made a copy and gave it to Giuliani's personal lawyer, Robert Costello. Giuliani provided the Post with a copy of the hard drive in October of 2020. If this man, this laptop repair shop owner, John Paul MacIsaac, if he had not made a copy of this and alerted Giuliani's lawyer, I am almost certain that we would never have known anything about it. It would have been a non-story. The FBI would have never let this cat, this pipe, crack pipe smoking cat out of the bag. This would have been poof, gone. So I give this laptop repairman a lot of credit because I think if it was me and I got that, I would say, well, I'll give it to the FBI. I mean, this kid's, that's it. This is going to ruin this kid once this gets out. Once the FBI has to tell the American people about what Hunter Biden's up to. But he was smart enough to think, well, you know, just in case the FBI isn't on the level, just in case they decide to do nothing with this, maybe I should make another copy. And so now Hunter wants to make him, this laptop repairman, out to be the bad guy. And in order to do that, he has to admit that the laptop's real. He's come close to admitting it. He's been on talk shows where he's like, it could be real. You know, it could be. Maybe. But now we have it for certain that the jockstrap pics, the crack pipe pics, the late night text to his ex-employees demanding FaceTime sex, none of it's Russian disinformation. It's not Russian disinformation. Isn't that good to know? Another story, and I see people on the lines here. We're going to get to your calls. It's 844-500-4242. But another story that I want to get people to weigh in on is what's happening with these whales that are washing up in beaches on the Northeast. It's been reported that I think there's been about 10 of them. Actually, let me see here, because Forbes said at least 10 whales have died after being stranded on beaches in New York and New Jersey in less than 2 months, according to ABC7. But one of the suspected causes of why these whales, and it's quite a sight to see, you know, it's really sad. They're massive. Most of them are humpbacks. It's creating a lot of tension between climate warriors and environmentalists. And like I said, you'd think they'd all be on the same side. But when things get this wacky, as they are now in 2023, you don't know who your allies are. So this environmental group, it's called Clean Ocean Action. They think that the construction that goes into prepping the ocean floor for wind turbines is actually, could be, contributing or causing the death of these massive humpback whales. Now, that, of course, puts them at odds with the climate warriors who live and breathe for these wind turbines, who think that these wind turbines are the wave of the future and can do no wrong. And it's the best way to create energy. It's the best thing you can do. So what? A couple birds might die flying in the sky. It's worth it. So now we've got the environmentalists versus the climate people. And I'm interested to hear what people think, because it's not every day you get two sides that are usually, you know, this is like infighting, I think. 844-500-4242. We will talk about that. Also, one more thing I wanted to add in here before we go to the break. I don't know if you saw Pfizer. Has anyone seen any of these COVID vaccine commercials? Every once in a while, I'll be watching TV. Usually, I'm watching something on Netflix or HBO Max, and so I don't watch commercials. But every once in a while, I want to watch Jeopardy or something like that, and I got to sit through commercials. The ads for these vaccines are very, very strange. It almost feels like something you'd see in North Korea. They're very propaganda-esque, is how I'd put it. Well, now Pfizer, which, by the way, they just had that run-in with Project Veritas last week, they've got a new face of the vaccine, and that would be Martha Stewart. She is boosting the boosters. We'll talk about that. 844-500-4242. You've asked, you've waited, and now it's here. For 1 week only, the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO sale is on. Winter is also here, which means doors and windows are shut. Therefore, odors are at their worst. The air gets really stale. It's hard to get things moving, because if you open the window, that's a problem, especially when it's going to be like -5 this weekend. But if you don't open a window, you've got maybe oils from cooking or just bad scents that are just lingering in the air. This offer, for 1 week only, is the way to go. It's the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO deal. That means buy one, get one. We've got so many listeners who have made multiple purchases who really love this, and it makes sense why. It's a small device. You can hold it in your hand, but it's really, really powerful. You can also use it in your car. So if I like to have one in my kitchen at all times, but people like to use it in their bedroom to kind of get rid of that stale, dry desert air. Some people use it in their car for allergies heading into the spring. It's great everywhere, and you can ask anyone who's bought one, and they'll probably tell you they went back to buy another. So you're going to beat them to the punch here by buying two at the same time for the price of one. Take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer today before it expires on Sunday. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code GRACE. That's the key. You want to make sure you use discount code GRACE. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code GRACE, and here's another bonus for you. Shipping is free. All right, so I want to hear from our environmental experts. And I know it sounds like I'm being sarcastic, Matt. We actually have a lot of people who are in tune, especially with the wind turbines, because this is a Massachusetts issue too. Remember when I was little, my mom would listen to Howie. He was talking about it all the time, because people in Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard, you know, it was NIMBY. They didn't want the wind turbines in their backyard. But now that we find out it's not just the birds, it could potentially be the whales. Do you think this is going to change things as far as this wonderful source of energy, the wind turbines, that up to this point could do no wrong. 844-500-4242. A lot of texts coming in, and I can't wait to hear from you on the phones when we come back.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Grace Curley is your perfect lunch day.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
This is the Grace Curley Show.
We're living in an age when the precise opposite is true of almost every claim you hear in public, so it probably shouldn't shock you that the people who care the least about the natural world are self-proclaimed environmentalists. They're happy to wreck it for profit. They make the oil companies look like deep environmentalists. And if you doubt that, take a look at what's happening off the East Coast of the United States. So-called green NGOs, supported, of course, by the people they give money to in the Biden administration, are backing the construction of massive offshore wind turbines that appear to be killing large numbers of whales. In just the last 2 months, at least 10 dead whales have washed ashore in New York and New Jersey. And on Monday, it happened again. A 35-foot male humpback whale died and washed up on Lido Beach in Nassau County in Long Island.
Now, according to Politico, the activists, the climate activists who, you know, really want green energy, they want the cows to stop farting, they want you to stop driving and, you know, stop using plastic straws. They think that this connection that Tucker is drawing here between noise pollution and the prep work going into putting up these wind turbines on the ocean floor have nothing to do with the whale deaths. But I would like to see, and you know what? Lately I've been a real animal activist, and I like it. I'm proud of myself, actually, because I noticed that the left is dropping the ball on this. This used to be your thing. You used to be the ones doing this, and now you've left it to me. I don't even own any pets. But sure, I will be the voice for the whales. I will be the voice for the voiceless here. I'd like to see some science. If you're going to say that these whales, and there have been a few cases where they think they were hit by sea vessels, you know, giant ships and whatever. But if you're going to say that 10 whales washing ashore in New York and New Jersey have nothing to do with the wind turbines or the construction for the wind turbines, then you better be ready to prove it. Because I'm not just going to take your word for it. Okay, there's too much at risk. Wind supporters from the New Jersey chapters of the Sierra Club and League of Conservation Voters say talk of a connection with whales is baseless and no reason to stop the development of clean energy. I think the whales might disagree. I think they might say, hey, maybe we pump the brakes on this. They say an already warming ocean is a known threat to whales, and clean power from wind energy could help stop climate change. If Tucker or anyone else, and there's this guy here, Bruce Blakeman. Actually, let's play a little bit of Bruce here. I'm not going to play the whole cut, but let's play cut 11. This is, he was on with Tucker.
First of all, I became very concerned when 7 whales washed up on the shores of New Jersey, because obviously we're just miles from New Jersey. Right. And then when I found out yesterday that a whale had washed up on our shores here in Lido Beach in Nassau County, obviously I became concerned because I know that there is construction taking place out in the ocean. And I think that when you have so many of these large animals that wash up on shore dead, that we now have to take a pause and investigate why is that happening. We've got to find that out because sea life is an important part of living in Nassau County. We've got whales, we have seals, we have dolphins, and we've got tremendous fishing here. People move here because they want to enjoy the beaches, the wildlife, and the
yeah,
water.
Yeah, and you know so, what? Okay, so that's Bruce Blakeman, who's a New York executive from Nassau County. They say these activists say there's no connection. Well, there's really no connection between what the lobstermen in Maine are doing and the right whale going extinct. And yet we have no problem hampering those people for something there's no connection to. So if this has affected even one whale, then that's one whale too many for Grace Curley. We got Eddie Scary coming up on the Russia hoax. I'm also going to ask about Martha Stewart when we come back. Don't go anywhere.